Connor to the Rescue, by Casey Tross, based on a true story. Through a still, small voice, the Spirit speaks to me. Children's Songbook, page 106. Connor was hot and thirsty. He had been playing outside all morning, and his mouth was dry as he pulled open the back door. A rush of cool air greeted him, and it felt wonderful. He hurried into the kitchen to get a glass of water. As he drank his water, he thought about the red toy helicopter he had seen in the store 2 weeks before. Connor couldn't wait to finally have enough money to buy it. He had been saving his allowance money and doing extra chores ever since he had seen the helicopter. He finished his glass of water and went into the living room to ask his mom if she had any more chores she could pay him to do.
"Mom,"
he said,
"do you—"
"Shh, Connor, wait just a minute,"
Mom said.
"I want to listen to this."
Connor turned to look at the television. On the news, there were pictures of things that had been wrecked. Buildings had fallen down. Streets were full of stuff. And there were people who looked like they were hurt. He saw the word earthquake at the bottom of the screen, but it was in a place he'd never heard of.
"There was a terrible earthquake. Almost everything was destroyed. They have no electricity and no running water, and a lot of people are hurt and need help."
Connor had a funny feeling in his chest. He wondered what it would be like to be thirsty and not have any water to drink, or to be hurt and not have someone to help you.
"Mom, can't anyone help them?"
"A lot of people want to help, but right now it's almost impossible for people to get into the country. Most of the runways and roads are blocked or destroyed."
"I wish there was something we could do."
He felt sad for the people in the earthquake. Then suddenly he had an idea.
"Mom, can we pray for them?"
His mom smiled.
"That's a great idea,"
she said. They turned off the television and knelt on the floor. As Connor said the prayer, the sick feeling he had was replaced with a good, calm feeling. After they said amen, Connor had another idea. He knew how he could help. He ran into his room and found the jar of money he had been saving to buy the red helicopter. He took it to his mom.
"Mom, is there a way to get this money to the people in the earthquake? Maybe it could help get a real helicopter to bring them food and water and maybe even a doctor."
Connor's mom gave him a hug.
"That is a very kind and thoughtful thing to do, Connor. Let's take it to the bishop on Sunday. He'll know what to do with it."
Connor was glad that even though he lived far away from where the earthquake happened, he could still help in a small way. He knew he wouldn't be getting the toy helicopter anytime soon, but he loved the good feeling he had inside. He was glad he followed the promptings of the Holy Ghost to help someone in need.
Sidebar: once I worked really hard and earned money doing extra jobs, I finally saved enough to buy a special doll I wanted. Our stake was helping collect food and money for the food bank. My mom and dad asked if I wanted to donate. I decided to give my money to the food bank instead of buying a doll. I know Jesus wants me to love and serve others. Rachel M., age 7, Ohio, USA.
End of the article, Connor to the Rescue, by Casey Tross.